There's a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pits of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination in an area which we call Elder Dragon Journey.
Gentlemen, we're live at the Elder Dragon Drill podcast. This is your host, Igor, and as always with me is my co-host, Niksha. Say hi, Niksha.
Greetings.
It took us a bit to get here, didn't it?
Nothing unusual, but yeah.
Almost a month is kind of unusual, but you know.
Yeah, we try to make it not... We try to make it unusual.
But anywho, Niksha, what up? How has the last almost a month been treating you?
Almost a month? Wow. Well... It was fine. It was completely fine. I paid my judge stake.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I played some commander, and that's about it. Oh, there was this, let's say, kind of a big-ish tournament in Samobor, like a neighbor city in Modern, and I didn't win, drew in the finals, but yeah, I kind of won it.
What you're saying is you went with the bitch route.
I was with Eldrazi Tron against Mono Red Burn. I mean, Boros
just,
Burn.
Just be good.
Just play Chalice on
you're
good.
Yeah. Isn't that like what you do every game?
I don't have any. I had to return them.
Ah, well.
But I do have some really cool text for my wish board.
I really wish I could play Modern, then I would play that stupid Merryman prison deck.
Merryman. It's like you establish the prison. And then you just play something that sounds like...
You play those Merry Men and you play Assembled Legion and you're playing Suppression Field. It's all the cards I love.
Of course, Blood Moon.
And Blood Moon and, you know, Chalices, but I don't have any Chalices. Everything else is super easy to get. Chalices are the bitch.
And
but,
not going to not be...
Oh, well. Do you have some Commanders the week? Because you were apparently... playing some commander.
I did play some commander. So a couple of days ago, we had like five or six. I played with actually a bunch of almost all of the decks. So I played two games with Celestia. I played with Golos. I played with Kikar, and I played with Joyra. But those are
Golos,
like my, let's say, competitive decks.
I was gonna say Golos. You mean the man of the hour?
Yeah. So the games were like with Silvala. We were playing three-man pods. So we had Selvala, Grand Arbiter, the worst Joyra, the four-mana.
The X one.
Yeah. And it was like he had Winter Orb in play, so he was basically a stack. While I was a stacks deck and, you know, Grand Arbiter.
Oh, that sounds like a fun game for everybody involved.
Yes, it was. And the most oppressive card was God Pharaoh's Statue.
I love that card. I ironically love that card. I put it in my circle and it's doing fun things.
It's especially good since you can CSA to 2. So yeah, it was fun and one game I won by going in mana and having Vivian's. The other game I won by going Hour of Devastation for...
Wow.
So, you know, a lot of big boys that got even...
The shenanigans have happened.
Yeah. With Golos, I actually won because, you know, when other players are more competitive and somebody plays something like a Nezahal, they have a bit of troubles getting rid of it and it's drawing a lot of cards and it's punching for a lot.
Nezahal is known to be punching for a lot.
And that was the whole shtick of the game. Like, okay, if they can get rid of Nezahal, well, guess what? They've got a bunch of other big stuff and that doesn't...
Nezahal's a beating if he resolves and stays in play.
And he resolves because...
I mean, that's... You can work around that.
Yeah, there's like a four cards that can get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. The Glorious End being the best one.
Well, not really because...
No. You cast Nezahal. And then you just go Glorious End. Your opponent goes...
Oh yeah,
Glorious End.
I was thinking of the Outer End.
No.
Yeah.
Glorious End.
Glorious End is really a ballsy way.
I went with the big boy play, yes. Also, didn't the Golos deck in Standard Satanic, play that 3 mana. Your dude's indestructible. You get an extra turn. You lose on the next end step.
No, I don't play that.
I think I saw it in the, you know, before bannings with the Field of the Dead. Because you would have all the stupid zombies and then you Field of the Dead.
I mean, yeah, but it's so randomly manned. I mean, it's not really. But yeah, it's not
it's
in the...
It's color intensive.
It's in Mardu Knights, actually, in the top 8. Oh. There are 3 chances for glory in the sideboard.
I love when anybody goes ballsy like that.
Oh, it's just like that Gideon Tribal, where you don't actually chance for
yep.
glory.
Wow. Because Gideon is a bro.
Well, that deck will have a new way to go now. We'll talk about that later.
But yeah, you actually managed to play Commander. That's like...
Pretty
that's
good.
Unusual. That's unusual because usually you're the one like, didn't play.
Yeah, but this one was like, they didn't. There were just 3 of us, so, you know, there wasn't an option.
Poor bastard. I got to play a bit in the last month, surprisingly. We were at Hunter's place, we played in trees, and I managed to win a game because Tess played some big, huge beater to screw Hunter up. He was playing Mizzix or the Is Magnus, whatever mm-hmm. her name is. He looks at the threat, he's like, I have to counter this. And it was you have to counter the thing. Mm-hmm. He counters the thing, it goes to my turn, I cast Cataclysm. And then the grind fest happened for next, like, 3 or 4 turns, and then he just couldn't keep up. I like Cataclysm.
Mm-hmm. I know.
As long as nobody casts Teferi's Protection, yes, I love my Cataclysm. That, and yesterday... Tess got gifted because it was her birthday like 10 days ago. Actual sneak attack.
Wow.
Nice Urza's sneak attack. So she put it in the Kalia. We played a bunch of games, Kalia versus Alesha. These games are silly. Because the question is who's going to do the more unfair thing the sooner. Either she gets a bunch of fast mana and does her stupid things, or she gets a bunch of fast mana and then I cast the priest, the containment priest, in response to her trigger. One game, she had a bunch of artifacts. I put in the Stony Silence. She was on 0 lands. And then on the other hand, she just spit out a huge number of angels and demons and dragons and just smashed me. So it was pretty swingy games. Mm. So I'm not sure how to actually... It's really difficult to stack her deck. Best ways are actually either kill Kalia or, you know, deny her resources.
Yep. And that's why I'm thinking there's this competitive somewhere nearby. Mm-hmm. I was thinking of not bringing Kekar, who is like mm-hmm. the most geared towards lots of quick.
He's a bastard.
But to put all those mana rocks, those big boy mana vault, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So to put the mana vault into Golos and then just go randomly kill people with big stuff, expects big stuff from.
I'm not sure which deck would actually fare better. On the CDH, you might actually be better with Kicker. Because I played against the Kicker, that Kicker can actually be, like, super quick.
It can, but it also has... Its lack of black is really... Mm-hmm. Because to get to your combo, you actually have to win.
I know.
So, no, it can grind out some.
I was gonna say it's really difficult to stack that deck out.
That hard. I just... Good removals...
Mm.
I mean, the Thunderous Silence or what...
Deafening Silence.
Deafening Silence, it pretty much stops the deck.
But yeah, last time I played against the deck, Deafening Silence wasn't printed.
There's lots of ways to stop the deck. I haven't. I'm kind of hope the deck also hopes that other people will mind stacks and they'll get rid of them. And, you know, not let...
And there is also the infinitely wise play of giving you spirit tokens with the Forbidden Orchard.
Yeah. I might just put in, like, a Force of in the deck just to randomly...
Somebody's gonna get cheesed out by that so hard.
Yes.
Most likely it's gonna be me. But yeah, on the other news, the Curse of Strahd campaign is going along nicely. We met the Strahd himself. We pissed him off mightily, so now he's ordering a hunt on us.
That's dope.
Honestly, you know what's the funniest thing? Out of all the options we could have done, we could have A, sided with him. The spoilers, by the way, for people maybe playing the campaign. B, we could have pissed him off super hard, so we fought him there and then and there, and we would have most likely died. And then there is the option C, we piss him out just enough that he chooses away and we run away, and then he hunts us. So honestly, we'll see. And we are preparing to play Pathfinder 2nd Edition after this campaign.
Pathfinder 2nd?
Yes.
I heard pretty good.
I've heard good things about it, we just have to play test and see it, how good it actually is.
Yeah, yeah.
There are some things better than the 5th edition of D&D. Like, almost every rogue is gonna look the same in 5th edition. Because you don't have so many choices around your skills and everything. So, you know. But anywho, this was my Commander of the Week and all the other things. Wanna do something else, like the main topics?
Well, since we're fresh from the banned and restricted list and the Mythic Championship, so let's go over those.
So first, we'll talk about Mythic Championship to give some context for things. Mm-hmm. So, who won, Nixon?
Gruul won. There, in the top 8, there was just one Golos deck with the dead. The thing is, like, 35 or something like that percent of the decks in the Mythic Championship were Bant Golos with Field of the Dead, which is, like, it's an absurd amount. It just one of them, the top 8. There was also one Bant Ramp, two Simic Foods, and one Bant. But a lot of green and some of the other decks were Mardu, Nas, Mono Red, Cavalclade, and Gruul Aggro, who won.
Yeah. The Gruul, did it win mostly because it had a good Golos matchup, or...?
Well, the Gruul has a pretty good Golos matchup, and it usually punishes slower decks. I mean, it's an aggro deck. Aggro decks are always when people don't actually build their decks to aggro decks.
I mean, most of the aggro decks, when people were preparing, were kind of dead.
Yeah.
And then this came out.
It just outspeeds the rest of the decks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bant, Ramp, and Simic Food can give up quite a fight, but I didn't see the finals, but it's really about the tempo. Whoever gets the tempo will most probably.
I still haven't seen it because I was busy with work, but I plan to watch it these days. Like, Thursday I think I'm off, so I'll do it then.
So let's just say that there was a lot of food in the top 8, and there was a lot of Okos.
Surprise, and it's gonna be much, much, much more Okos in the future.
And so all these ramp decks with Oko, they're all reaching, on MTG Goldfish, they're all $800+.
Yeah.
Which is more than a bunch of modern decks.
Some legacy decks you can make for way less than 800.
And the bulk of the price is, well, Oko. A full place is $330. Questing is $240. I mean,
holy crap.
Okay. But yeah, and then there was this Monored Cavalcade, which is $77.
Cavalcade was always the cheap deck, so...
Yeah, but the problem with Cavalcade is it's such a... Well,
a glass cannon?
It has Tybalt, so that's all you need.
I think the word you're looking for, it's glass cannon.
Not so glass cannon, yeah, it's glass cannon, and you really need that absurd start. Like, mm-hmm. One game I saw with Mono Red Cavalcade, it was just absurd. It was like... It looked like storming in Modern, that's all I'm gonna...
I mean, there was plenty of times where people went they spit a bunch of dudes in, like, turn 3 out, and then I would just react with a flame sweep.
No, it wasn't that. It was... Let's just say that there was a couple of runaway Steamkins and a bunch of light up the... So you can see where that can...
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much storming off turn.
If they don't remove you guys, or even better... They want to go to combat, you just throw a Cavalcade, and they're like, huh, my attacks are a bunch dinkier now, because I'm using a bunch of 1-1s.
Well, they play an Oko, and then you put, because you suddenly have 20 red mana, to be fair, and, you know, Torbran and Cavalcade, really good.
Mm-hmm.
The bolting when you attack, sure.
I heard that's good.
And, yeah, and following this ship, they banned Field of the Dead, and it wasn't, and they said it wasn't because of the, it was because of all the data before the change. It was just...
That makes sense.
It was too consistent, too all present. It was just too much.
And it was choking out decks in the meta.
Yeah, you can't outgrind them, you can't outvalue them, and the biggest problem is that every... Hate piece of the deck rotated at the same.
Mm-hmm.
It was Blood Moon, a Blood Sun, Alpine Moon, and Field of Everything rotated out.
I'm telling you, we should have a strip mine in standard.
But just for Field of the Dead. When Field of the Dead enters the battlefield, sacrifice this.
Oh, no. I just mean, you know, actual Stripmine.
Straight up Strip.
Yeah, I know what I said.
Maybe, sure, but you would also like Armageddon.
I mean, yeah. Honestly, wouldn't Standard be better if, you know, we had Armageddon?
We already have a Stacks deck in, so...
Or which one?
Esper with Doom Foretold. And you play a bunch of your food, your those eggs and other things that enter the battlefield, draw a card. And then you sacrifice those while your opponent has to sacrifice, you know, Planeswalkers and stuff.
Ah, we're playing baby Stacks, alright.
And then you play the mirror weave something. You copy your Foretold.
Mm-hmm.
And then when your Doom Foretolds all die, and your artifacts all die, then you play Dance of the Mans to bring everything back. And now you have a board full of 4/4.
Hey!
But yeah, I don't see it in the top 8.
A bunch of things that are bad deck by that definition.
Yeah, anything that isn't... And all these knights and cavalcade, they're just a random...
Also, Gruul is a bad deck.
No, Gruul has green.
Ah, but it's not blue. It doesn't have Okos.
It has green, and green is the best color right now.
Fair enough, I guess.
So yeah, Field of the Dead was banned. And in Pauper, they banned the Arkham's Astral.
That's a ban I actually saw coming.
Well...
Because a bunch of people are bitching about it.
I think that more people were bitching about Ephemerate, but...
All the bitchings I saw was Ephemerate and Arkham's Astrolabe together.
Sure. Without Astrolabe, they restricted how many, you know, colors you can... The Astrolabe opened up a lot of deck options.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't play Pauper, so what do I...
Apparently too many options.
Well, Ephemerate will still plague the format, I think. Or it might be less consistent, but still, I think that it might be as well.
I wish to see. I mean, they still need to do a bunch for the restricted list for Pauper since the unification of the format.
Mm.
I'm surprised they didn't actually expand it even more.
Well, it doesn't seem a bad point, except for the Jeskai deck. It was just super absurd.
It's funny to me that the things that broke Pauper were the newest things, not the old things that we just put in the format.
It was like a mana filter.
A mana filter that draws you a card.
That was it. Modern, no. I thought that Modern would get the X. It's like evading the X for so long.
You've been calling that one every single BNR update for last like 6 months.
I mean, if the people who were calling that some things will be unbanned can do it for like 6 years, then I'll keep saying.
I mean, yeah.
And eventually they were right.
I mean, if you called thing enough times, yes, you're gonna get it correct sooner or later.
I mean, except for Death Ray Shaman. That's not gonna...
Death Ray Shaman. Such a fair and innocent card.
Boys, that was the banner list.
What are your thoughts on the BNR?
I mean, sure. It's really nice that Field is out, because it was really restricting my banned Flash deck. Which, by the way, has no Flash cards in it.
Wow.
It's Flash because I play everything in the Arcbow.
As you do.
It's a bent Tolsimir Flash deck. Pretty fun stuff. Mean,
as soon as you saw Tolsimir, you were like, hell yeah.
It was like, that's value. It's 5 mana for 6 that fights, that deal, that bolts a creature and 3 life. That's kind of okay.
You were like, yes, please. You were like, yes, please.
Yeah. And now that we're getting even more wool, which I have to acquire. Sure.
Oh, well. Such is life.
But do you have any thoughts on the...
No. I'm not sure when is the next Commander update, though. I think it's in a month, maybe?
Yeah, this one was actually moved, like, sometime early.
Mm-hmm.
Because they really...
Gee, wonder why.
Oh, and because of the... Of course. It was probably because of the...
What do you mean new format next year?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Don't know about this new format. There's actually a new paper format for Magic. And it's called Pioneer. And it starts from Return to Ravnica and forward. And it includes standards.
So no Modern Masters or anything?
No. And they just announced... Before they announced, the dates for Magic Fests.
Grand Prix or whatever. A Magic Fest, yeah.
But they
sure
didn't announce the format, which was very weird, and now we know. Because for now, there are 4 Pioneer Mythic Magic Fests,
yeah, sure.
4 Pioneer Magic Fests, so they really want to push this. Because I guess it's more I'm not gonna say affordable, but easy to get in, because who played standard for some time will probably have most of the cards they. But
if you haven't played standard for some time, you're gonna get fucked on the prices.
Well, that's the thought. We'll see how the format goes. For now, the only banned cards there are the fetch land.
Womp womp.
Because they don't want consistent 4 and 5 color decks.
So what are gonna be the decks? Do we have some idea?
Well, Saheeli jumped from 8 to 15 euros. Etherworks Marvel spiked. Jace Rin's Prodigy spiked.
So is this return of the extended?
Kind of. But it's not. It's a non-rotated.
My point is more of a... You know all those decks you played against years ago in Standard, you hated them? They're back.
With a vengeance.
Frank Carson actually on Channel Fireball gave a couple ideas for new format. Burn is one of the ideas. Absent Midrange.
Yeah.
Dredge's Dredge. Emery Ascendancy. Mono Blue Devotion / Temple. Banned Spirits. Copycat Combo because of course. Hardened Scales. Esper Control. Aetherworks Marvel. Is it Phoenix? Affinity? And that's it. But most of these are just decks that are playing the modern ported to a bit different mana base.
But he's forgetting one very powerful deck.
Is he?
Mono Black. Because right now, you have 8 Thoughtseize in the format. I mean, not 8. Two. But you have 8 copies.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're theory crafting this one deck that includes lots of black mana and lots of Eldrazi.
Oh.
And there's this thing called Spectre's and Spectre's Shriek, double check. So Spectre exiles a non-land card from an opponent's hand. If it exiles a non-black card this way, you exile a card from your hand. Well, a couple of ways this is not a problem, but actually a benefit.
Scourge?
Scourge. You can play Scourge from your exile. And secondly, exiling a card from it fuels your wasteland.
Huh. That does sound like an interesting deck.
It does. And you, of course, you have Thoughtseize. And let's not forget Packrat.
Ah, the Packrat.
So yeah, I think that Mono Black is a pretty good counter. I think that Mono as well. And I have been brewing Green Black Hardened Scales. Because you have Hardened Scales and Unwinding, or Winding.
Winding, the Snake.
And you have everything you need. You have the Bullets, you have the Hangerbacks, and Steel Overseer.
Fetchlands?
Emry Ascendancy, yeah, definitely.
Isn't Emry being played in Ascendancy-like decks in Modern right now?
Yeah, it's like a backup for a Wurza deck.
Mm-hmm.
There's also... you don't even need the Ascendancy. You have... And you have things like, you know... Actually, there's a deck with Paradox. So yeah, there's a bunch of really unfair decks for now. And they say that the ban list will be a lot more frequent. So it's not within the normal schedule. They'll just ban cards willingly.
They throw a dart on the dartboard, and if it hits a certain spot, we're banning a thing.
Well, for now, you know, there's cards like Death Rite.
For now.
Which is actually not that big of a problem, because there are no...
Mm-hmm.
Turns out that you can't have lands in your graveyard. Death Rite Shaman is kind of fair.
Oh, yeah. And we're still thinking of... Kind of. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't have its best buddy, that is Bobby the Elf.
But he does have Siege Rhyme.
I mean, yeah.
Also, Dig Through Time, not banned, by the way.
And Treasure Cruise, not banned for the time being.
Treasure Cruise, not banned, still not banned.
But when do they actually start with it?
So the first event is January 30th, Rusell, and January 31st, Nagoya, and February 6th.
Guess what? I reckon, like, end of December or to the midpoint of January, you're gonna see some bans.
Yeah, well, they will monitor Pioneer, because, you know, the way you build decks right now, find a card that should be banned, build a deck around it. If you don't think the card should be banned, you're building the deck wrong. Start again.
If you get the card banned, congrats, you did a good deck.
So the best decks are the decks that should be banned.
You know what I would like to actually see? No bans before the first tournaments. Let's see what's the most degenerate thing we can do. Just have it for one tournament. Hell yeah.
And there are two tournaments back to back. Brussel and...
Yeah. Wanna hear a random fact not connected to Magic? Site actually would like me to give them money for Fallout 76. They should be paying me for that.
For mentioning.
Yes. But anywho, let's go back to Magic and not talk about these actual tragedies.
So...
Would you like to see completely broken, unbanned, no restrictions at all tournament?
Sure. I would like to see how many Catcom. Because there's this guy on Reddit that just posted like a screenshot. He took a picture of his Saheelys with the title "My Time Has Come."
Does he have all the Saheelys?
He has like 1,000.
Like I said, all the Saheelys.
So he has like all the Saheelys that he was buying for like $3. So yeah.
He knew his time would come.
So yeah, there we go.
What a hero.
I was just pulling out all the cards from my binder, going to sort them by cards under €1 and cards over €1, so I can know what to sell in a bulk and what to sell it.
Actually, sell.
Because I need to get an...
I mean, you don't have to.
No, wrong. I do.
For the Pokemans or what? Ah, okay. You can play Dark Souls on that one. If I remember correctly?
Yep. I mean, I'm not planning to buy a single game, because Nintendo doesn't like us, so why should I care about it? Just buy a used Switch and buy stuff.
I mean, yeah.
Let's not support me. Anywho. And then Pioneer launch. So, yeah, I'm gonna have to wait a bit, because the prices are going to go everywhere right mm-hmm. now. I mean, I expect the shock lands to actually start creeping up really soon. And the fast lands.
You should have gotten them by now. I should have gotten them by now.
The fast lands as well. They're probably gonna go right like crazy. Liliana, the one Eldritch is probably mm-hmm. gonna spike. A bunch of stuff is gonna spike. Gideon's gonna spike. There's some things that are going to probably spike and no way to know.
There is also, you know, the question of how well is it gonna be taken.
By what I was talking with people, the format, it's not a bad idea by itself. I mean, it doesn't endanger modern, it doesn't standard, doesn't endanger actual, it just gives the people that were thinking about modern some, let's say, cheaper alternative.
By the way the prices are going, maybe it's not going to be cheaper, but you know.
And the pool of sets large enough.
Mm-hmm. So it's gonna be a question, do you want to pay $800/Euros for a modern Pioneer or modern or a standard deck?
Yeah. Well, then you think, let's ignore all those and play just play.
Honestly, price-wise, I think actually that's the sweet spot.
It is. But sure, giving people... It's not just the price of the format, it's the availability of the
mm-hmm.
Because getting those older cards for modern... It's getting harder and harder. So Pioneer is like this bridge standard.
Unless it all spikes the hell up, so it's not gonna be the actual bridge.
Also, it doesn't have a bridge.
Womp womp.
This will affect Commander as well with the...
Oh good, even more things to pay extra for.
Yeah, that's... They'll be telling Station about why you're into Ravnica starting that this week. Yeah, we'll see.
I think they're gonna say because they're like a battered wife. They just can't quit that rich shaman. Like, I know we kinda, you know, banned him in modern, but we really want to have him around. He's a buddy. You know.
You know, he's just so really good, but really that good, so here.
No, no, he's changed. He will not do the thing anymore.
He doesn't have to pay the crimes that Bloodbraid did.
Bloodbraid didn't actually do the crimes, he did the crimes that Bloodbraid paid for it.
Oh.
Yeah. Soon we'll be talking about Commander battle list again, won't we?
I hope so. I mean, I don't think that there's...
I'm not hoping for bans, like, of course.
I don't know, Paradox.
While I'm not opposed to that, I would like to see very much. Get rid of Coalition Victory now that we have an enchantment version of it.
I think that forgot that card.
Unban gifts and give them, please.
That too.
By the way, let's just unban a bunch of cheap cards, so it's not a problem to get.
What that new whatever commander format, what's it called? Centurion,
yeah.
They had the best idea ever, and that is ban this partner.
And they didn't ban the ones you would think they would ban. Thrasios is still around, if I remember correctly, in that format.
Yeah, but, you know, you can still play... But the whole deal is that, okay, Timna is banned as partner, but you can still play Timna in the deck and as a solo command.
I actually got a message about Centurion from a guy on Instagram. Good job!
And Vile Smasher, banned as partner, but not banned as a commander.
Maybe we should have banned as commander, but we definitely should. It was a really good... I'm still not buying the whole it's too complicated argument.
Yeah, you're playing commander. I don't think that too complicated is more.
Well, I mean, there is two complicated things, but this isn't one of those things.
I mean, they're just legendary creatures.
Yeah. Let's unban upheaval. Not upheaval, I was gonna say Worldfire. Upheaval, I see why it should remain on the ban list, honestly.
Sure, let's unban Worldfire, then my gym faster.
That might not be.
Yeah, today I was playing. I had the Kozak Great Distortion.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was end of the last turn, before it comes out of I just cycled Decree of Honor.
Oh god.
And then all that was left is to, you know, slowly, painful, just end everyone's...
Smack him in the face.
You know, just don't play anything, you can counter everything they play.
Oh good, just that.
And they can't do anything about it.
Smack.
But yeah, that was that thing.
We still have one more thing, and that's the Game Night 2019 decklists, which don't matter that much, but they do have five new cards that are exclusive for this deck. We have the overcosted Highcliff Felidar for 5 and a white-white, it's a 5-5, Vigilance, and when it enters the battlefield, for each opponent, choose a creature with the greatest power amongst those creatures that player controls, destroy those creatures. A Sphinx of Enlightenment, 4 and a blue-blue, creature Sphinx, flying, it's a 5-5. And when it enters the battlefield, target opponent draws a card and you draw 3 cards.
Oh, trade route.
Almost, just less broken.
No, not trade routes, the trade...
Trade secrets, but less broken. what's the next one, Iksha?
Calculating Lich, 4 and double black. It's a 5-5 zombie wizard, and whenever a creature attacks one of your... That player loses.
That opponent being that opponent that's being attacked, right?
Yeah. We also have Duo for 4 and double red, a 5-5 devil with first strike. It doubles damage. It doubles damage from sources to...
Two opponents, that's the important part. Just put Gisela out, now you quadruple the damage.
Add a spark double on Gisela and have
and
five.
And then you attack with Saskia. Somebody dies.
My 1-1 attacks.
Yes.
Somebody dies.
No. Your 1-1, what's the name of the spirit that's unblockable?
A Tormented Soul.
Yes, that guy, the MVP.
Just starts killing everyone.
Oof. And finally, we have the Earthshaker Giant for 4 and a green. It's a 6-6 giant druid that has trample. And when it ETBs, other creatures you can target plus 3 and trample until end of turn.
Why is it other?
I don't know. He doesn't have haste anyway, so he doesn't care.
If you give it haste, you're overrunning it, your...
Yep. Of course, the best thing to do with the Earthshaker Giant is just to flicker him. Many times.
And you see, this bothers me. So we have all of these cards that are 5-5, except the giant who is a 6-6. And then you have all of these cards that cost 6 mana, except the Felidar that's 7.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. Why?
You could have at least made the Felidar a 6-6.
Why are they doing this? I mean, even when Maru had this presentation about, 20 years, 20 lessons,
mm-hmm.
And one of the lessons is when they made Gristlebrand. A lot of people were really irritated with that card.
Yep.
Not because it has... Because it's completely broken in reanimation. Not because its ability is banned where he's banned in Commander.
Ability is stupid.
It's that he's a 7-7 that pays 7 life to draw 7 cards he costs.
Yep.
No.
It is 4 black, right?
4 and 4 black.
Yeah, 4 and 4 black.
It's like,
maybe they should have made it 3 and 5 black?
That wasn't...
I want to say 3 and 4 black.
Yeah. It's like...
It's not aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah. And that's like really important.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, it's more balanced when it's at 8 mana, not to ever. But, you know, you're paying the 8 life.
Oh no.
But yeah. And this is like... nice. And there are these two cards that are like, no.
But ignore that. What do you think of the cards themselves?
Felder's nice because
fine.
It doesn't target.
Mm-hmm.
So you can destroy anything, even those pesky hexproof guys and
even that stupid Ural.
Pardon?
Even that stupid Ural or stupid Sigarda.
Yeah, just destroy those things. So it's a pretty cool card. The Sphinx of Enlightenment, you draw 3 cards. That's the part you care about.
You flash it in while you have the new Narset out.
Or when you have.
Or that.
Draw 4.
The Lich Lich is good.
Lich is fine, because...
Lich is just good.
Because he encourages other people to get rid of problems.
To do your work.
Players.
The red one is like, ah, it's fine.
It's similar to the one, but it doesn't have...
Mm-hmm.
Notice, I guess.
Unless you have a board, in that case, it's super noticeable right away. And the giant guy, he's actually good.
I haven't seen him in a long time. They're scared to print Overrun for...
It's stupidly good in draft. There is not many cards in a normal draft set that I would open, rares, right? That would be like, I could take this over Overrun. Most of the time I'd be like, I'll take the Overrun.
Overrun is almost like fringe first pickable.
No, I'm not saying fringe, I'm saying actually first pickable. How many rares in a normal set would you take over the Overrun? Just take, let's say, Throne of the Eldraine.
A rare that's better than... Well, hard. I mean, I would probably go with the Feasting Troll King. Probably rather have a Feasting...
And it's still a probably.
Probably.
Because Overrun is stupidly good. Mm. And I actually can't blame him for not wanting to print the Overrun. The last Overrun, we had the Garruk's thing, right? That's still a tame Overrun. It's instant. Don't, you know... But it's not giving a trample.
Yeah.
And it's given to your non-humans. Mm. I'm going through the Throne of the Eldraine, by the way. The visual spoiler being like, what would I take? And bunch of the... No. I wouldn't even take Bonkashi Giant over. Remcloaked Giant, still no. Even that.
I would take an Oak over because you can sell an Oak.
Okay, no. This is Pro Tour. You're on Pro Tour and you're drafting. Then, look at it that way.
Then I pick the foil guard.
It's not in the set.
Oh, damn it.
Curses. Foiled again. Maybe I would take Embercleave over the... But they both do the same thing. They end the game right now, basically. But yeah... Overrun is a powerful thing, and it's on this Urchaker Giant, dude. And imagine if Commander, you can flicker him, like, twice a turn.
Just once, that's already a lot.
I mean, you could actually flicker him a couple of times, not flicker him time, just bounce in the hand in something like, the Bard, what's the name of the Bard? Yisen. In that, like, you could legitimately play this guy and do the thing. Of course, he's worse than the three that gives +2/+2 and untaps all your creatures. He's way worse than that guy. Mm. Anything interesting in the deck list themselves?
Well, besides, I see
in white is Zetalpa, the Primal Dawn. They really love this card. They really love putting this card in every possible card.
And they usually stop.
Please.
Just stop.
In blue deck, you have the Agent of Treachery, so you can play standard. You could have before, you know, feel that died, but... nothing interesting here in black. Black has Vilis. And Torgar, the Feminine Incarnate.
Torgar's not allowed in.
I didn't think this is actually standard anymore. Because I'm seeing Chitin's regulars.
Yeah, let's just... Cards aren't the problem.
Because they're not legal rules-wise. There is a Tethered Mummy from Amonkhet, so I don't think it's actually standard legal. It is Pioneer legal, though.
Wow, very cool.
In red one, you have Dracuset, you have Lotlis the Dragon Queen, the Glencore Buccaneer, Dragon Mage. This is actually not a bad card. You have Shock. Shockstar was good.
Oh yeah, the Brawl decks. I actually got...
Oh, you actually managed?
I mean, I did reserve one.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came to the shop, all they had left were a Jund one.
Huh. So, how are the Brawl decks? Or did you just take them for pieces?
The Jund one is fun when you get to set up.
Mm-hmm.
It's really slow to set up because there aren't enough mana dorks, right?
And you have, like, what, in the deck itself, like, two mountains?
I didn't count. It's like, it's just, like, it's not the problem of the mana base. The mana base, but it really takes some time to set up that you can attack with your commander, like, every turn and get all the value. But once you get there, man, the value. The other deck I have is Alela.
Mm-hmm.
And I transformed that deck completely. I'm going for a stacks version.
Good man.
And so we'll see when we have more brawl turns. I'll test out the Alela. I'm not gonna play the guy because not enough stuff right now. I don't think.
I need to get that dragon for tests.
Yeah,
he shouldn't be that expensive. I also do not know. Last I saw was like $3, but
yeah.
I haven't checked it in a while, so... By the way, I'm seeing the prices in American dollars for a bunch of Pioneer cards. Aetherworks Marvel used to be $1.10, now it's $8, which is a 660% rise. Dig Through Time also, $7. Deathrite Shaman from $2 to $12. Holy crap. Jace from $17 the Rune Prodigy to $32. Good grief. Oko is almost $60 now. Good. I'm super sad I sold it to Andre for like €20. I apparently could have gotten all the money on the pre-release if I waited long enough. I don't actually care or mind. I wasn't gonna play with it anyway, so.
But it's super good. I mean, it.
Actually, how often do I play blue?
Okay.
I mean, I have one deck that can run, and that's the Morph deck.
Okay, I see.
Which, I mean, it could be okay in the Morph deck. I just don't play it that often.
Magic and for some quite an interesting.
Where all the prices are spiking up.
New format stuff? New stuff.
Maybe we should just ban islands in all the formats.
Maybe we should just ban Magic and start over from.
Wow.
just a new set. From Throne of Eldraine onwards, that's only. We still have all the formats, Pauper, but you know, only one set. And
Are we starting from Throne of Eldraine or the Terras one?
No. We start from.
Okay.
Just ban everything.
So Oko can still be the best deck. Good.
Yeah.
Gotta say, the prices of some cards are gonna spike.
Oh.
When I say some, I mean all the cards.
Oh, I mean, I just tracking that as well. I don't plan to really heavily invest in that format, but if there are regular turns, I will probably go with the Hardened Scales deck, mm-hmm. because I basically have everything.
What, you're not gonna be playing your Mono Black Invention?
No, it requires it requires Thoughtseize, and I don't have
them.
This requires Hardened Scales, and I have those. It requires Ballistas.
You kind of like those Ballistas.
And I'll probably try it, because I like the Dromoka's
card. Oh yeah, those are the card. Can't remember that card since like 2015?
Oh yeah, and that Mono Red, it's probably a Tarka Red.
Oh nice.
That deck is pretty legit. I think that Adelaide Wizards could be legit, because there's a bunch of wizards that are... Some have prowess, and they give other prowess. Monastery Mentor is that, which is quite good.
He's a bro.
Might be. They just need, like, a year's worth of banning.
Gotta say, this is not the most Commander episode we ever had.
Definitely.
But, oh well, is there anything else we need to mention?
Let's hope they start some...
Let's hope they unban some stupid cards that shouldn't be on the list.
And I'm really wondering if they're gonna do Brawl decks once per set. They're going to do it once per... Because if they're going for one per set, then that's a lot of cards actually from deck to... So they might do it like once a year.
But do that every set so all the Arcane Signets are super printed out so I can buy them cheaply. I need those. Currently, I'll take an unfold version, no problem.
I mean, there are no.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be fine currently even with non-foils, but like six of them.
But yeah, we're off to explore new frontiers. It is our just pioneer to make it as broken as we can.
Yay!
Screw balanced formats, we don't want that. If it's balanced formats, we would play Vintage.
Legacy? I think Vintage isn't the most... balanced just now.
I don't know.
Vintage is actually really good.
I wouldn't.
Like, there's a bunch of decks you can play in Legacy, but nothing's too broken.
I feel like Vintage is too expensive to watch.
I think in, like, next month or so, the Vintage Super League is gonna start again.
Mm.
And you can watch that, and that's gonna be fun.
Does it have Tron?
No.
Yeah, they should reprint Tron in a set now. So we
for
have
Vintage
Tron.
Or?
Huh? What?
For Vintage or?
No. For Pioneer.
So
I mean,
you
I
can...
don't even have Eldrazi Temple. Where's my fast mana at? We don't even have Birds of Paradise.
Womp womp.
We have Gilded Geese.
I was gonna say you have a goose honk honk.
Quack, quack. Man, that just reminded me. I watched that Untitled.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I'm just completely like fascinated.
It's basically Neighbors from Hell but with a goose. If you remember that game.
I do. And I mean the game, it's so pleasing to watch. I just love the style, and I love that you're a goose. And it's super. It looks super. It just feels super. Just to watch it. Just to watch how the goose gaggles and how it sounds and all the moves, the anime and the little tappy sounds like it makes when
apparently there's an announcement we can make. This Sunday, apparently Team Turn 3 is actually going to be streaming some Commander games. Remember when Jesse was on our podcast many moons ago? and they didn't do anything. They're finally going to do a thing. Actually, yay. Because I miss those guys. It took him a while. Almost took him as long as it took us to make an episode.
Wow, imagine. Just imagine Jesse seeing the decks I had back then, my decks now.
Yep. We should get him on again.
We should get him here again.
I mean, that's a bit more difficult. You were saying it's problematic for us to go to London, but it's super easy to get a guy from Canada here, right? Barely inconvenience. But yeah, anything else we need to say, or is it the end of the episode?
I think we can wrap up.
Well, this was episode 104 of the Elder Dragon Roller podcast. This was your host, Igor, and as always with me was my co-partner, co-sufferer, Niksha.
Yeah, it's me.
It was you, now it's not gonna be you anymore. Till next time. As always, the Emperor protects.
He should, as we boldly go.
Where many were been before and still are. Innovation, not a thing.
The blood of my brothers has been swallowed by the grounds. Unbelievable, insatiable thirst till lines break. Tides once and rushes forth, my arms shake. I am swallowed by the storm surge. But I will turn from this, we will emerge from this. Ignore the creeping dread that slid us up our spines from this. Yet I'm the final dirge. Hear me! I command a standard, so we'll stand and face a chaos scourge. I count the days as to come, turn to amongst now. Still with perseverance we raise the body count. Besides the pangs of pain, know that I know your face. You'll know mine when every death is repaid. Burning bastions sanctioned by your chaplains. Line up every sight while I align the battlements. 10,000 lives burn out in a blink. With a stalwart step prepared to hold before this brink of the precipice. One light to wind with disaster. Declare the funeral song. One reason that you hold on. Show me the war, master! And those I thought were my brothers have turned their backs on the fold. The Edmunds I time now hold. We hid ourselves in the dark. Foundation shook. Step out of the sunlight to re-emerge. Luna wolves. Now we wait on our haunches. Coiled. Soon I will find my vengeance gets a despoiled. I can't forget the sight of their becoming poison. Suffering immaterial death. Fate unavoidable. Knife meets that. This brother means bloodshed. Return to give the double tapping to the serpent's head. Backstabber turncoat. Chain of command failures. Miniature lower zones as it ducks through your defenses. The tide turns again and not in our favor. My forces place the despot, not once do they waver. And as the palace is breached, I'll take what I can reach. Aim for Avedon's throat. Your life is beyond reproach. By the despicable's hands, our hope is scattered like sand. And every outcome I wanted sits above the unhaunted. Should have kept deeper still, buried my grave to fill. Soon I will have all your heads. You should have checked I was dead. And I can still see their faces. Their trusting look led astray. Only blood can amend this.